This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au, or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
This weekend, 75 kilometres south of Melbourne, Geelong exploded with colour and pride as they held the first Geelong Rainbow Pride Festival that brought the communities of the LGBTI and allies together. It also saw the first Pride March for the town, and while the weekend was filled with community pride, the march did see protesters try to rain on Geelong's parade.
This weekend saw Geelong's first Pride March as the town's rainbow community celebrated during the Geelong Rainbow Festival. But during the inaugural march, some protesters arose, holding signs with religious messages saying repent or perish. We spoke to Geelong Rainbow Inc.'s Vice President Sarah Hathaway, who organised Sunday's Pride March, about what planning it meant and how they navigated this odd religious opposition to standing together as a community with pride.
We had a lot of marches for marriage equality in Geelong last year particularly, so it was recreating that same sort of vibe but less of a protest and more of a celebration. But ironically, it did end up becoming somewhat of a protest and a celebration due to some unwanted guests.
The marchers met at Little Mallop Street Mall, marching along to Johnson Park to commence the Barber Queer Party and picnic as part of the festival.
As people were arriving in the mall in central Geelong, there was at least three, possibly more, sort of Westboro Baptist far-right church types with, you know, God hates gays, you know, that kind of general signage. People reacted in different ways. Some people were pretty upset about that. Other people thought it was a bit of a joke. And some of us were just a bit bemused by the fact that they were there, given that we never saw them during the marriage equality. So it's just bizarre, you know, when it's all, when marriage equality is all done and dusted and we're there to celebrate and it's, you know, apolitical and not meant to be rah-rah, it's, that's when they decide to show up. So I'm not sure where they've been for the last 3 or 4 years.
President of Geelong Rainbow Inc. Lindell said that they weren't discouraged by the protesters, who didn't take away from a beautiful and colourful day of pride.
That was certainly different to how we imagined it to be. However, again, for the first one, we're really happy with how it went and, you know, the people and groups that came along to support us. And in hindsight, 10 o'clock on Sunday morning wasn't the best timing. But we certainly, yeah, learnt and know that things next time will be different. However, it was a success and we're happy with that. Yeah, I hadn't expected the religious people being there with their signs. That was not on my radar. Because I've never come to any of our other sort of rallies or anything, so I was sort of surprised to see them there. So they were actually there before people started arriving for the march. And I, you know, they were not saying a word. So I thought, okay, you know, just let them be. But however, once the crowd sort of got there, they started to voice their views and opinions. So we turned the music up and just played music. And it was like, for some of us, it was like they were almost weren't even there. There was only three of them, and three's enough to I guess, create awareness that there's still work to be done. And honestly, I don't know how they could have been feeling when there was so much community and so much support and love within the rainbow community. I think they might have been feeling a bit intimidated. Who knows? But yeah, it certainly didn't rain on our parade whatsoever.
For a moment, it did change the tone of what standing with pride in this way meant for Geelong's community. But Hathaway shares how no one was raining on Geelong's parade.
So initially we were gathering sort of towards the back of the mall to avoid a confrontation. We were trying to keep people together because there were a few that were, understandably pretty upset when they showed up and saw those signs. But then as our numbers started to grow, we encouraged people to go to the front of the mall and stand in front of the three people holding these signs, because that was essentially the first thing people were seeing as they walked in. So, you know, we took our pride banners and placards and flags and just went and stood in front of them, drowned them out with some Lady Gaga and got on with it in discussion with them, but it wasn't particularly productive. So in the end, we just...
For 3 days, Geelong exploded with pride, colour, inclusion and diversity.
We were totally amazed at the turnout over the whole 3 days, but the Pride March particularly, we had about 300 people, and that's on par with some of our marriage equality rallies. Being the first Pride March, being that, you know, some people feel that we've had a big win and maybe there isn't much of a reason to come out on the streets anymore, we certainly weren't expecting that turnout. And so many people travelled from Melbourne as well and came down to support us, which was really amazing. It's nice when Melbourne people travel down to Geelong than the other way around. So it was really positive.
Drag king Justin Tulika was not only a headliner of the festival, but found himself blown away by the celebration of Pride in Geelong.
All of Geelong came together and it was just a huge party, big celebration for everything that our community had achieved. And everyone down there is just so friendly. It's amazing. Such good people. We rocked up at about 10 a.m. and there was music blaring, people were dancing, and then there were a couple of protesters as well, just kind of standing in the background, not really communicating with anyone, just being silent with their billboards. And a lot of people were just running around taking photos in front of them and hugging each other and just being happy that we were all there. So it didn't really faze us too much that they were there, because we were just also so happy to have, you know, the Geelong Rainbow Festival happen. So it was well organized and there was a lot of people there. It was great. We all just got together and just had a really great weekend. We were at the Johnson Park on Sunday afternoon, and it was just kids and dogs, and it was just an unbelievable experience. I felt so spoiled and so blessed to have been there and entertained the crowds, and everyone was so appreciative. It was great. I didn't know what to expect when I went in, and there was just no, I don't know if animosity is the right word, but there was so much love in the air. And I think after we got the yes vote as well, everyone was there. It was not so much of a protest, it was more of a celebration and coming together as a family and as a community. So, and everyone down there so friendly, so lovely, and everyone was just happy to be there. And the march was just incredible. You know, there were cars hooting at us, and so happy to see a whole bunch of colours and different faces, and it was good. It was really good.
All that's left now is to start preparing for next year's festival, which will be even bigger than this year's. But Hathaway says that's all because of the community, who are happy to share their pride with everyone.
Thank you to the broader community in Geelong and others that travel from Victoria. Been a weekend of firsts, and it's been a learning experience, but yeah, the support they got behind it, we're definitely keen to do it all again next year and make it bigger and better.
That was Dina Curie covering the inaugural Geelong Pride March as part of the Geelong Rainbow Festival.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.